Music sick, sounding like it's disease. Blowing up on your speakers, like a zit you just squeezed. Am I being way too rapid? Do you feel at ease? Then open up and say ah, cause this is cheese, please. This is cheese, please. This is cheese, please. This is cheese, please. This is cheese, please.
Here are your hosts, Snark Dude and Daffodil.
Welcome to another episode of Cheese Fleas with, of course, me, Snarf Dude, along with...
me, Daffodil.
Hey, hi, how you doing? Glad you could join us here in the van with the plan to bring you more fantastic cheese, including the guy that wrote Nature Boy.
And nobody really knows this guy, right?
No, but he...
Or at least they never knew he wrote Nature Boy.
He put out a freaky album at some point, and we're going to profile Eden Avez. Did I pronounce that right?
I think so. I go with that.
Coming up a little later. And in the... Why would you want to play that? An awful 80s karate rap. We found it online, and... Oh,
we're going to inflict it on you.
We can't believe that actually someone would record that, so that's why we're playing it. There you have the answer.
That's the whole point.
That's the whole
idea.
Why
would you play that? Because we're playing it because we're Cheese Please, your weekly dose of the wacky, the warped, and the weird.
Oh, you had to get that in there, right?
Of course.
Okay. But we're starting off with a group called Asphyxiation, which has, well, could mean wrong things.
It means a lot of strange things.
But not in this case. We've got Hunger Food Nausea coming up later. Oh, I almost want that pink stuff, Daffodil, after saying that.
I know. It kind of seems to go together.
Ooh, it is fixy. Well, whatever. But we're starting off with Blurred Movement right here on...
Cheese, Please!
We'll be right back. Well, some cheese, please, my good man.
Certainly, sir.
Now, there is a man-sized bite.
Cheese, please.
With a
some unusual things from asphyxiation.
Yeah, that's a tongue twister, and I was thinking about the pink stuff when that that really
nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, diarrhea.
Yeah, yeah, you can't say that. That's probably trademarked. We'd have to pay money.
I can't say anything else.
Okay, we'd have to pay money for that or something. Let's not go there. You know, the pink stuff. We can't say the name. But it really sounds like that pink stuff jingle, doesn't it?
Not entirely.
Just a little faster, maybe. It's just as catchy, though. Asphyxiation with hunger, food, nausea. Before that, we had Blurred Movement by them. On the show this week, my name is Snarftoon.
And I'm Daffodil, and this is your weekly dose of the wacky, the warped, and the weird. That is cheese, please.
And on the profile this week, we have none other than Eden Abez.
Also known as George Alexander Aberley.
Really?
Really, that's his real name.
Oh, what happened? Why did he get this name?
He chose to change his name.
Oh.
He's actually the original California hippie.
Really?
Yes, he was the first to really live that type of lifestyle.
Oh, okay. And he like surfed every day and had long hair and never shaved and
wore white robes.
Didn't know what a shower was.
Lived underneath the L in the Hollywood sign.
L in the Hollywood sign?
The first L, not the second one.
Oh, well, that's important to know. Why not the Y or the D?
He chose to live under the L.
Oh, okay.
He was a vegetarian before it was ever cool to be a vegetarian.
And he lived under the L before there was Wheel of Fortune that would say under the L.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, and he wrote Nature Boy. What else did he write?
He also wrote, I knew you were going to ask me that and then I lost it.
No, well, you're pretty quick. You can get it pretty quick.
Land of Love, come my love and live with me.
Oh, okay. For who?
Well, it was originally for Nat King Cole, but it was also covered by Doris Day and the Ink Spots.
Oh, wow. So he wrote stuff back in the 50s.
Yeah, he wrote songs for Eartha Kitt and Frankie Lane.
Wow.
He wrote some rock and roll novelty songs.
So this guy has some big chops. He wrote for some big stars back in the time.
Yeah, his second song to hit the top 40 was Lonely Island.
Oh,
which
okay.
was recorded by Sam Cooke.
Oh, so he also recorded a solo album by himself.
He did.
Well, solo album, of course, by himself.
And because he's a weirdo,
yes,
he actually promoted his solo album with a coast-to-coast walking tour.
A coast-to-coast walking tour?
Yes, he walked to places to promote his album.
Did he wear, like, shoes on this walking tour?
I believe he wore sandals.
Oh, okay. Otherwise, the pavement would probably get a little hot.
And apparently, that album did not sell very well.
Oh.
Which is why it's showing up here on Cheese Blues.
Exactly. We're going to play two cuts from it. He originally wrote Nature Boy. We're going to hear Banana Boy coming up shortly. But we're starting off with Full Moon. Is there a full moon out there tonight?
I have no idea. It's sunny out, so I can't tell you where the moon is.
No, okay. Right here on
Cheese Blues.
To live in an old shack by the sea and breathe the sweet salt air. To live with the dawn and the dusk, the new moon and the full moon, the tides, the wind, and the rain. To surf and comb the beach and gather seashells and driftwood and know the thrill of loneliness and lose all sense of time and be free. To hike over the island to the village and visit the marketplace and enjoy the music and the food and the people and do a little trading and see the great ships come and go and man have me a ball. And in the evening when the sky is on fire, heaven and earth become my great open cathedral where all men are brothers, where all things are bound by law and crowned with love. Poor, alone, and happy, I walk by the surf and make a fire on the beach. And as darkness covers the face of the deep, lie down in the wild grass and dream the dream that the dreamers dream. I am the wind, the sea, the evening star. I am everyone, anyone, Noah.
All I could say was, oh my God, oh my God.
Good cheese. Camembert.
Cheese.
Buy my banana
by the sea. That's where the one I love, she waits for me above.
On Cheese Please with Banana Boy. Hey, that's kind of catchy.
Yes.
Even
if
though
you buy my banana, you make me happy because then I can go buy something else to eat that isn't a banana.
Even though he was nuts.
Just a little teeny tiny tiny bit.
I thought John Lennon was nuts. This guy's worse.
Well, it's all that vegetarian food and living under the L.
I just realized what I said, so I'm expecting a lot of hate mail.
Nah, you won't get hate mail.
Because I said John Lennon was nuts.
But he was nuts in a good way.
Well, yeah, I suppose. But this guy is like, wow. You know, he made a... I like that song, though, Banana Boy. That's kind of cool. It's up there with the one he wrote for Nature Boy. That we played the Leonard Nimoy version of it many moons, full moons ago.
Yes.
Had to get that in there. My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and this is your weekly dose of the wacky, the weird that is Cheese Please, and now we're going to play something weird.
Well, not necessarily weird. I don't know how to explain it, except...
And now for something completely different. It's Cheese Please's music we can't do anything else with. It's the Cheese Please.
Why would you want to play that?
Because we want to. It's simple
because
as that.
Because we can.
Yeah, come on. I mean, what's so bad about this?
I don't know. I haven't heard it yet.
Well, you may have a few interesting comments after the fact.
I probably will, because I'm interesting like that.
DJ Shiraz, put this up on YouTube, and,
we had to steal it.
I have no idea what the origin of this is, other than it's an awful 80s karate rap.
All right.
On?
Cheese, please!
Relax and breathe. Keep training. You'll get it. Itch, knee, song, she. Come on, everybody, train karate.
Itch, knee, song, she. Come on, everybody, train karate.
Karate, train the body all the time. Karate.
I don't mean to brag, I don't mean to boast, but I've trained karate from coast to coast.
Karate. Train your body.
I've done the kung fu, the show and roo. I even did a little jujitsu. Karate. Train your body.
Well, I've trained karate around the world. I'm known all over as Karate Girl. I'm witty, I'm pretty, got the female smarts. So listen to our rap about the martial arts. Karate. Train your body.
Karate.
Train your body.
Bitch needs some shit.
Come on, everybody, train karate.
Walk the streets, I have no fear. I always know my karate is near. I never have to fight, and I'll tell you why. No one wants to fight with a samurai.
I'm a samurai, and that's better yet. I got the kicks, got the punches, the intuitive hunches. I just want to mention to release the tension. Karate, train your body.
I train for fun. I'm a shogun.
Karate,
train your body. I train in my car. I'm a ninja. Karate. Train your body.
Bitch needs some shit.
Come on, everybody, train karate.
Karate. Train your body.
Bitch needs some shit.
Come on, everybody, train karate.
Karate.
So listen to our rap, listen to our rhyme, cause we train karate all the time.
Karate is a lifetime marathon. It doesn't matter what belt you have on.
I'm a black belt.
Makes my heart melt. Karate in the home, karate on the street. You know you can stand alone and are fast on your feet. The signal goes off, your adrenaline quickens. One good punch and then run like the Dickens. Come on everybody, train karate.
Karate, train your body all the time. Kumite. Kumite.
What you say?
Got a karate life with my karate wife. Two karate kids in our karate home. A karate dog. He's got a karate bone.
Karate. Train your body.
In time, it trains your mind.
You got a parakeet, he's a karate bird. When he chirps a tweet, around the block he's heard.
Karate! Train your body!
I'm the sensei, so stay away. Or brother, make my day.
I may be a shrimp, I might look like an imp. My appearance is deceiving, and I may have you believing that I'm just a punk with a lot of spunk. But don't get on my case, don't mess with me.
Don't give her any hassle and she'll let you be.
Karate.
The moral to the story. Karate means never having to say you're sorry.
Karate.
Bitch needs some
shit.
Come on, everybody, train karate.
Kings, please, with DJ Shiraz and Avo 80s Karate
Rock. That was just weird.
Ninja.
What, Daffodil?
That was just weird. Karate bird and karate dog with a karate bone?
Ninja.
What? I just like doing that ninja thing. He did it. Why can't I?
It was interesting.
Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. I wonder if Ralph Macchio heard that song at one point.
I'm pretty sure that song's about Ralph Macchio.
You think?
I think so.
You think?
Daniel-san.
Oh, ichi-ni-san-chi. What's that mean?
What?
What's that mean? Ichi-ni-san-chi.
I have no idea.
Either do I. I'll have to look it up on Wiki. I guess.
I'm not wikiing anything else for you today. I am done wikiing.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm quite sure.
Okay, fine. My name is Starkdude.
And I'm Daffodil, and you've now experienced the wonderment that is Cheese Please.
Yes, and welcome for you if you're just showing up now,
you've missed all the fun.
Oh, well, maybe you can come maybe about 25 minutes earlier next time.
And see what everybody's yelling about.
Yelling?
You're the one who said John Lennon was crazy.
Yeah, well,
that's what people are yelling about.
Oh, I'm going to be trending on Facebook any time now. Just like the Kardashians, right?
Something like that, yes.
Snarf Dude says John Lennon's nuts.
Daffodil says Snarf Dude's nuts.
Well, there we go.
Takes one to know one.
I'm playing with the toy again.
Well, whatever. Okay.
You have things you have to do.
Yeah, I know. It's the glove compartment this week. It's the B side, I believe. Let's open it first. Yes. Someone told me sneaking suspicion what it might be, so let's see if I'm right. And remember, folks, don't try this at home. I am a trained glove compartment
professional.
Thank you. Here we go. There we go. Okay.
You still have 10 fingers.
Just barely. Look at that. I think I got cut with the edge of the glove compartment.
You need to be faster.
I got a little nipped. Okay.
You're going to have to do that 10 times thing in a row again to get your speed back up.
Yes, I got to practice in between shows. And on the show, wrapping up the glove compartment Gouda this week, we have none other than the Safaris. It was a B-side of Wipeout, their famous song from the 60s. I'm a hog for you.
Oh, dear.
That's what it's called. I'm a hog for you.
So it's a piggy song.
I guess so. Anyway, until next week, folks.
Thank you for joining us for this week's Dose of the Wacky, the Warped, and the Weird That is Cheese, Please. And come back next week for more of the same or maybe something else equally as foolish.
Goodbye.
I'm a hog for you, baby. Can't get enough of your love. Well, I'm a hog for you, baby. Can't get enough of your love. One little piggy went to London, one piggy went to Hong Kong, but this little piggy's coming over your house. She's gonna love you all night long, 'cause I'm a hog for you, baby. Can't get enough of your love. When I go to sleep at night, you're the only one I'm really hard. One little piggy ate a pizza, one piggy ate potato chips, but this little pig is coming over your house. He's gonna nibble on your sweet lips, 'cause I'm a hog for you, baby. Can't get enough of your love. When I go to sleep at night, you're the only one I'm dreaming of. One piggy ate potato chips, but this little piggy's coming over your house. He's gonna nibble on your sweet lips, 'cause I'm a hog for you, baby. Can't get enough of your love. When I go to sleep at night, you're the only one I'm dreaming of. When I go to sleep at night, you're the only one I'm dreaming of. Yeah. When I go to sleep at night, you're the only one I'm dreaming of.
Wrapping up another weekly episode of The Wacky, The Warped, and The Weird. Cheese Please was originally created by Snarf Dude and Moondog, but produced each week by Snarf Dude and Daffodil for Scott Snailen Productions. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezepleeze.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, reminding you it's great you can be happy, but it's nowhere as fun as being cheesy.